You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street, the first of the trading week and indeed the first of the month. We have crossed over into July. July series, of course, began last week. But let's find out how the first calendar day of July fared for Dalal Street. All that took place on D Street and all that we may be expecting over the course of this week is what I bring to you on this evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It was a good day on Dalal Street. The BSE Sensex rallied nearly 300 points today to snap its two-day losing streak, while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,850 levels, helped, of course, by strong global cues. So before anything, what was the final tally on D Street? The BSE Sensex rose 291 points to close at 39,686, while the Nifty 50 recorded a three-week closing high at 11,865. That was up 76 points from its previous close. Global markets edged higher today as trade tensions between the US and China eased, which also helped Indian markets break out above the 11,850 levels on the Nifty 50. On the domestic front, expectations of a pro-growth budget and steady auto sales also helped the rise. On the sectoral front, the BSE Realty Index was the star today, rising as much as 2.5%. The BSE Auto Index gained 1.2% and the Power Index was also up 1.1%. On the losing front, the Oil and Gas Index closed about 1.6% lower. Vinod Nair, who is the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Global market rallied on account of a trade truce between the US and China and scope to maintain oil supply from OPEC. While sequential pickup in monthly auto sales and a likely proposal to simplify GST rate due to rise in revenue collection also boosted the market sentiment. Investors are, of course, watchful ahead of the union budget and hopes that fiscal deficit is maintained in the long term, while short-term support is provided with minor dilution in FY20 with non-budgetary resources like RBI reserves, divestment and public sector units." Unquote. So the end of the trading day today, top Sensex gainers included companies like Tata Motors, which was up 3.2%, Bajaj Auto up 2.9%, HDFC up almost 2.5%, and IndusInd Bank up 1.6%. On the losing front, Coal India and HCL Technologies lost more than 1% each. In terms of technicals, Nifty 50 has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. It closed above its crucial 5 days exponential moving average, as well as 13 EMA and 20 EMA. The trade setup is still not favoring the bulls completely, as multiple technical oscillators are in a sell mode on the daily charts. Even Monday's advanced decline ratio is almost flat, although it marginally favored bulls. So if you think a bullish run is going to be the story of this week, well, not necessarily. Mazhar Mohammed, who is the chief strategist at ChartviewIndia.in, told Money Control, and I quote, "Unless Nifty closes above the 11,911 mark, momentum on the upside may not pick up. In case bulls manage to push the said index beyond the hurdle of 11,911, then this rally can get expanded into the zone of 12,000 to 12,100 levels." Unquote. Well, we know about the top gainers and losers today on Dalal Street. Which other stocks made some noise on D Street? Jet Airways shares were locked at 5% upper circuit after a media report indicated that Hinduja Group and Etihad Airways Consortium is in the race to buy a cash-strapped airline. Will he, won't he is the story of the day, every day for Jet Airways these days. There was also some reports about the Tatas being interested in some of Jet Airways. So the latest reports indicate that Hinduja Group and Etihad may still be interested. Escorts shares, meanwhile, rallied 6% after tractor sales in June surpassed analyst expectations. Bajaj Auto shares gained more than 3% after auto sales in June again beat analyst expectations. And finally, the share price of Strides Pharma Science gained almost 3% as the company got approval for the sale of its investment in Arrow. So, Strides Pharma, Bajaj Auto, Escorts, and Jet Airways making some noise today on Dalal Street. And finally, as usual, a quick tour around the world in less than 80 seconds. What have global financial markets been up to? Asian markets ended higher today after Donald Trump and Xi Jinping agreed to hold off on slapping additional tariffs to resume the trade talks between these two big economies. This, of course, as a fallout of what happened at the G20 summit. Shanghai Composite rose 2.22% to close at 3,044.9, and Japan's Nikkei 225 added 2.13% to close at 21,729.97. European markets have just opened this morning and they're also trading higher after the US and China agreed to restart trade negotiations after a long lull. So that's how the financial markets elsewhere behaved today. That's it. That's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street. But the podcasts don't end on Money Control with just that. As usual, there are stories of the day where we will focus on everything that happened in the world. So if you're short on time and you want to get caught up with the world, that's your podcast. 20-25 minutes. You will know everything that is taking place across the world. And we'll also be digging deep into a profession this time. It is Doctor's Day, so happy Doctor's Day to all those doctors and other allied medical professionals listening in. But we'll be talking about teaching. Is teaching a lucrative occupation in this country? If so, how come? And has it changed over time? If not, what is preventing it from being a lucrative occupation? So that will be on our Digging Deeper podcast, which you will catch later in the evening. In the meanwhile, if you do have something to say, which I hope you do, you can always write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.